In the immediate future, let's see, in about, let's see, it's the 2nd of May, we have a single coming out, Just Another Night in Reno.
What's going to be on the flip side?
Homegrown will be on the other side, which is a song written by Spencer, which gets really good reaction in a lot of places.
Spencer's still doing a lot of writing?
In fact, he's getting back into it now. I think he was a little stale there for a while. Now he's really getting back into some writing. I'm sure he's got quite a few ideas up his sleeve, new album.
Yeah, the idea behind Homegrown, it's the sequel to Henry. Henry, in other words, goes to Mexico, gets pissed off and goes to Mexico. It was dry in the county. So in Homegrown, it's let it grow your own, that type of thing, you know. Hell of Mexico. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. Which is, you can just see those plants hitting the roof. You know, grow. Yeah. Super, very good. We had a good arrangement on it too, real good. Dropped pretty nicely.
How are the marijuana laws in California these days?
Well, now it's or less. It's a
ticket.
$100 fine, misdemeanor.
Yeah, they're trying to get some kind of legislation like that over here, too.
Uh-huh.
I think sooner or later
it'll end up. It's about time. Yeah, really.
It's got it. As soon as they figure out a way to legalize it, it'll be legal. As soon as they figure out a way to tax it.
Right. Well, there's too many agencies to go through to make it entirely illegal. If they can just decriminalize it, you know. Yeah, that's there you go. Yeah. All right. Also known as R.J. Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. There goes our aluminum foil contact.
Well, you know, they got so much juice in there with the government, they know it. Hugh Hefner's has been trying to do that for years, man. That normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's been trying to cop somebody writes to that to grass being legalized. He's been lobbying all over the place.
Good PR for his magazine.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. I'll tell you why not. So I don't want to pay tax to him. I mean, really, for just such a noxious weed as a...
Really? It grows for free? My God, what do you get charged money?
Really? I'll move to Kentucky if they don't change it quick. And it grows like by the thousands of acres, just wild.
Is whole band living out in California?
Mm-hmm.
Live together or nearby?
Basically, most of the band lives in Marin County. Mm-hmm. And I live in Los Angeles. Patrick lives in Laguna Beach, which is south of Los Angeles, about 80 miles. I'm going to be moving up there shortly, in that area.
Seeing's believing.
Well, there's no water there.
It's hard to get a shower.
Yeah, well, there's no water because they were piping all of our northern water to L.A.
To Los Angeles, right.
Yeah, I just saw something on the TV a few days ago where the water bills are just getting outrageous in some places.
Oh, yeah.
That's a major problem.
Like, they're going from about $50 to about $1,000.
Oh, yeah, they got nailed with a bill for $12,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, just some outrageous amount because they went right over a big lemon and just bang right over that lemon.
Uh-huh.
And the ratio went up tremendously up into the thousands, from like hundreds of dollars up into the thousands. I forget what company it was, but they got busted real good.
It's a restaurant, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right, it was a restaurant.
Yeah,
can you imagine the overhead for that month?
School, too, that I heard about. So they might have to close the school?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, that'd be a real drag.
Right. It's costing them about $9,000.
Yeah.
Taxpayers, it's costing.
Is it that bad around where you are?
No.
Real bad where we are.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, it's not bad at all. Not at all.
Oh, it's heavy. I mean, it's just... So we get, staying in different parts of the country and stuff, and you turn on the tap and turn it off and look around over your shoulder. You know. Mm-hmm. We've got, signs in our... all our home laboratories saying, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down, don't flush unless absolutely necessary, all those type of things. Well, you walk out of your room and the maid's coming in to clean up. I'll be out in 5 minutes, but, you know, she's waiting there with her vacuum cleaner. And she kind of casts a look at the latrine and goes, oh, well, look, we're from California, and we just got in the habit of not, you know.
They're sticky about it.
But it's going to happen all over. I mean, it's the consciousness of wasting water. You know, there's only X amount of inches of water that falls in the country per year. And, I mean, I don't know how many times I remember, you know, being at a Holiday Inn and just turning the water on to shave, and then I hear something on the tube, and I run to the tube, and I go, what was that? Mm-hmm. And the water's still blasting away in the bathroom. Well, that just goes.
Yeah, conservation of energy.
Nobody's taking water and putting it back into the ground or anything like that. There's no recycling of water happening to any great extent. If, you know, recycling water for sewage and things like that is any attempt at it. But it's never really been dealt with consciously. And it's going to have to happen sooner or later.
Yeah, everyone's going to have to start watching their water. Everyone.
Water rationing, you know, military showers, that type of thing. You know, turn the water on to get wet, turn them off, and then soak down, and all that stuff.
Apparently, Bain will have a great increase in sales.
Yeah, I mean, you can just see it, $1 a gallon type of water trip, you know. I got to go to town and get the water.
You're under arrest. Possession of water.
Possession of water, I mean. Possession of too much water.
Yeah. Right. That's good. Yeah.
Any of you have families?
Yeah, I got a family. I have a wife and a little girl at home.
I got a dog.
Yeah.
I got a little girl. I'm divorced, but I got a little girl, too.
I live up in Northern California.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my little girl lives up there.
How does it work out, spending so much time on the road?
It works out because I just got a magic old lady. It's really as simple as that. If I didn't, it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, he has a really beautiful situation.
It's tough, you know. It's not really that tough on my daughter because she's 3 and a half. But if it doesn't start to turn around at some time and I'm allowed to spend more time at home, it's going to show up.
Right.
When she gets older, that's all I mean.
Yeah, mine was the opposite. That's what pretty much put the collapse on mine, was being away too much. Something about the people not being around people and having ties that doesn't work sometimes. Mm-hmm. In each given situation. But it can work and it can't work. You just have to be fortunate enough to have it together.
Why don't you say a few words about my old lady?
I'd love to. A few words.
God. Well, I think she's almost single-handedly responsible for teaching him the job of road manager.
Eating, too.
Or the importance of being road manager. And the
yeah, that was right.
Whatever it is. Whatever, Bruce.
You mentioned earlier that you're playing some dates with Greg Allman.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like it'd be a good bill. What were some of the bad bookings that you've had? Have you had any like that?
No.
Oh.
Well, not lately.
ZZ
not
Top.
Yeah.
ZZ Top, REO Speedwagon.
Yeah. It seems to be that, I don't know how this ever gets to be like it does. I mean, these kind of groups, it's really strange. They hire a manager, or a manager takes them on, gets them a contract, runs their lives, professionally and otherwise, I'm sure. They go on the road, the band members got their, you know, fingers up their noses, they don't know, they're tuning up, that's about all they... You know, they're in touch with reality about. And they've got these massive crews. And they just hire a bunch of turkeys on down the line.
Really?
That probably don't even know the names of the band members. Uh-huh. And they run this thing like in a fascist manner. And it's insane. And we have to come with a certain sensitivity coming into working with a scene like that. And they're trying to kick us off the stage and pull the plug on time. And we got our, you know, fingers on the pulse as far as time goes when we're opening for another artist. Mm-hmm. And I don't need some asshole like the guys that I've, you know, mentioned to, you know, start pulling those plugs and stuff. And that's dangerous.
Yeah. Besides being unprofessional.
And we've never, I mean, we just don't do it like that. It just doesn't work out like that. It's just not the thing to do. I don't know how people work for a situation like that. It's so dehumanizing.
Mm-hmm. And it's not realistic as far as people are. I mean, efficiency is the factor, not how many people you've got on the road and how many semis. And
Export A. Oh, I'll be darned. I haven't seen it.
Canadian.
Export A in a long, long time. I'm from Canada. From Toronto.
Are you born in Canada?
Yeah. Well, everybody from the East Coast smokes Export A.
Yeah.
Say, Larry Tunder and Jesus, my son. Would you like a cigarette there? Oh, yeah, right. Where are you from? Halifax, my son? Too much.
So it seems to me you really got a good situation with the ex-band member managing. He really knows what's going on.
He's not really an ex-band member because he's still a partner. He still has the same kind of interests that we do. You know, he's still one of the guys, you know. It's a lot neater than having to sit there and work on a three manager. You got three names as management, right? You got Irv Azov, you got so and so and so and so. And wow, these guys are like professional businessmen that we don't even, you know, I wouldn't even know how to hold a conversation with them,
mm-hmm.
let alone have them manage my life.
Irv's hard to hold a conversation with.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Spencer's just one of the guys. He's got the experience of being on the road with us, knows how we feel about it and deals with it.
And since he's been through it himself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for more. I mean, to see it from both sides, you know. Besides that, the day we gave him
the job. But sometimes clouds get in the way.
This is true.
I can see both sides now.
Yeah. As soon as he got the job, went out and bought him a nice big suit. This is really humble.
God,
it's a lot of fun.
Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yeah, come down to the Idaho and see us tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
And thank you for having us here.
Thanks for coming back.
All right.
Best of luck.
Okay, thank you. So I'll come over and do it again, too, when we get back in town. This is Buddy Cage of the New Riders, welcoming you to the pleasant sound of Triad Radio, WXFM 106 in Chicago.
All right, this is Patrick Shanahan of the New Riders of the Purple Sage, welcoming you to the Triad Show from Triad Radio, WXFM 106 Chicago.
Hello, folks. This is Stephen Love. I'd like to welcome you to Triad Radio, WXFM 106 Chicago.
Okay, I guess we have to take another call.
All right.
Have a good night.
Yeah, good night to you too, Matt.
Okay.
That way you can listen to yourself on the radio. Yeah, you'll hear yourself.
We'll play it Monday night. Do a Monday night. Play it tonight. Any more weather to do tonight?
Well, just pick one in. Over the music.
Well, maybe it's do an ID then.
Okay, go ahead.
An ID.
ID? What is that?
You listen to Try It over Stereo 106 WXFM. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'll do the weather instead.
Okay, do Monday night weather.
Hello?
Yeah?
Monday night, and if you miss the weather, Friday night, it was crisp and cool.
That's it? That's all there is?
That's all it is.
Oh, come on.
Guys, was at 5 a.m. Sun rose again at 7:30 a.m., followed by a third sunrise at 12 noon. I can't think of anything more to say.
I told you we were in an alternate universe.
Hey, how come it's so quiet?
We're down to the headless women. What is it? They all lost their heads listening to Triad.
Talk to you later, Tina.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, Ray. Yes. Better call me again so I know what's happening.
Okay, I'll call you like, well, you got Sunday off now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll call you either tomorrow. Well, I won't call you tomorrow then, because I won't know until tomorrow night. I'll call you Monday morning from work.
Okay, so do you want me to make a drawing?
I can't think of anything right now, but we'll know, like, during the week for fillers or cartoons or illustrations or something.
Okay.
You can make those little things like what I was describing to you last month, though.
Little ones?
Yeah, but I don't remember exactly what dimensions I gave you. Do you?
You gave me,
1 inch and 3 inches and things like that. They
yeah.
Be cut up.
7 inches or something.
Gotta get off the sun. I have to, go out in the air.
Bye.
Bye, Tina.
Bye.
Stryker barked at Atlas. Atlas turned around and took a little nip at his nose and scared the shit out of him. And then from there on, he chased him all over Grandma's house. And by that time, Stryker was shaking like a leaf.
Think you can put him on the phone so we could put him on the radio?
Oh, honey, he's snoring right now.
That's great. Put a phone receiver up to him.
Stryker. Good morning, honey. Listen, your brother Robin wants to talk to you.
Peace.